I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. This is Melanie Taylor. Thank you so much for listening to Odyssey Radio. This is Sunday Magazine, and I am honored this morning to be joined by Christy Stitt. She is the executive director of Fostering Music. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, I'm very excited. You know, in radio for almost, well, no, it's 25 years for me now. When I get emails or I get a phone call or, you know, you connect via social media, it's always great to meet people that way and then find out what they're doing, whether it be a charitable organization, a nonprofit, or whether it's a group, whether it's self-help. And I'm so excited today to find out about Fostering Music. And I'm going to give the website throughout the interview this morning, which is very easy, fosteringmusic.com. But first, Christy, let's get a little background on you. Born and raised, where are you from?
I am from Ford City,
yes.
Pennsylvania, right? That's where I was born and raised. Actually graduated from Elderton High School.
Okay.
So Armstrong County, right? Yeah. Next door to Allegheny.
I went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and one of my roommates, her high school was Ford City. She graduated from Ford City. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very
And one weekend I went home with her, and it was a cool area. I'm old now, so let's not talk about that, but it was a good time. So I know exactly where you're talking about. Now, Christy, did you go on to college after high school or no?
Yeah. I have a bachelor's in, this is going to seem completely unrelated, but mathematics from Kutztown University.
Oh,
and then I actually have my master's in applied mathematics from IUP as well. So
wait a minute. You have two math masters, and
yeah.
We're talking music today. Oh my goodness. How do you get two? So you got one master's and then you went back to and got another master's.
Yeah. Math is kind of my thing, to be honest. So, it was easy for me, but it was my passion. It's what I like to do. So, it was a lot, but it's been very fortunate for me that I've had a lot of opportunities,
right,
to utilize it. And I use the let's say my funds from my very prosperous career to try to give back to other people. So,
well, good for you. Very good for you. Anyone that says they have masters in math or that they're good in math just mesmerizes me, because that is definitely not my strong suit. And sometimes in the household here, we struggle. Math is, God bless you. That's math is hard. It is very hard. So, okay. You're the executive director of Fostering Music. How do you literally segue from math into what this is? And that's question one. Question two is, what is Fostering Music? So you can answer either one first. How do you segue from math into this? And what exactly is Fostering Music?
So it might be easier to answer the second question
okay.
first. So
okay.
Fostering Music is very simply, we are a nonprofit organization. We give music lessons and music instruments to children who are currently or have been part of the foster care system in Western Pennsylvania. It's pretty simple mission statement to get across there. We work with already established local music stores to, mm-hmm. they give the lessons for us. I pay them. We just work that out. So the parents just come in, drop the kids off for lessons, you know, and they don't have to worry about the funding at all. How we got started is so from math to Fostering Music. It's interesting. So like I said, math was my passion. It's what I do well. It's what I excel at. And I had a lot of opportunities to do math in school, of course, right?
You
have absolute opportunities. But my youngest child is actually a musician, and that's what he loved and what he excelled at. but he plays drum set, right? And there's not a lot of opportunities in a public setting to excel at a drum kit. And so we, of course, had the means, and we got him private lessons. So he took private lessons for 6 or 7 years, and it's expensive, but it was worth it because that's what he wanted to do. That was his passion. That was, we wanted to foster that for him. Mm-hmm. But it kind of came to, I came to the realization that there's a lot of kids out there that music is their passion, and they just don't have the means to do that. Like, the parents don't have the money to pay for private lessons or for the expensive instruments.
Right. And, it's expensive. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And so it kind of came from providing Luke, my son, with all the private lessons. And then my mom actually volunteered as a court appointed special advocate in Westmoreland County.
Okay.
So they work with the foster care system. They go to the court hearings, they visit with the kids, but they're the voice of the child in the court hearing. So okay. they tell, you know, the judge what they think is best for the child in the situation. They're removed, you know, they're not lawyers, they're just volunteers to do this. And one Christmas we were trying to be nice and give somebody a kid something special for Christmas. And so I asked her if they had any kids in Westmoreland County who would want a guitar for Christmas. And the response was overwhelming. We had all these kids that wanted a guitar. It was, like, exceeded my capacity to give guitars for Christmas. So that's kind of like where the culmination of everything came together. And it started percolating at that point. It probably took about another year before I got it off the ground, but that's kind of
unbelievable, Christy. Unbelievable. We're talking with Christy Stitt this morning, the executive director of Fostering Music, very easily found on Facebook at Fostering Music. The website is fosteringmusic.com. And Christy, like she said, as the executive director, Fostering Music is a charitable organization dedicated to enriching the lives of children currently in or adopted out of the foster care system by providing musical instruments and quality music instruction in conjunction with local music stores. This is absolutely mind-boggling to me that an idea, and you did this, and it flourishes. And correct me if I'm wrong, this started in 2018, correct?
Yeah, September of 2018 we started.
So it's still fairly new, Christy, right?
Oh, yeah. I think in terms of nonprofits, we're just almost 3 years, not quite there. But yeah, we're still pretty young.
Wow. All right. So maybe talk about a little bit of how many kids since the fall of 2018 that you've helped, and maybe some of the current kids. Can you talk a little bit about some of the current kids? And I think also anybody that's listening this morning, thank you. This is Odyssey Radio. I'm Melanie Taylor. I'm talking with the executive director of Fostering Music, Christy Stitt, this morning. What counties and how many counties do you cover? Because maybe somebody's listening in Allegheny County this morning, or somebody's listening in Washington County, and they're like, well, I don't know if she's going to cover, or they can help where we are. So talk a little bit about that too.
To date, we've helped a little bit over 30 kids. So we've either given them instruments, mm-hmm. or we provide them with weekly lessons. We actually have right now 14 kids that take weekly lessons through us. So we fund their weekly lessons through a local music store. Which is quite a budget. Yeah. music lessons aren't cheap, so that's quite a budget that we have to fundraise for. But we do have kids in 6 different counties.
Oh,
so we have
gosh.
Allegheny, Armstrong, Butler, Westmoreland, Mercer, and Washington are where our current kids are.
That's great. And I'm looking at the wonderful notes you provided me prior to this interview. So Armstrong, Westmoreland, Washington, Mercer, Butler, and Allegheny. So somebody's listening in one of those counties this morning, or they know of somebody that this can help. There you go. There's 6 counties right now that you're helping.
Listen, if somebody's listening to a county outside of those, we are definitely willing to expand. It's just kind of like a growing organically. And as I have new people contact me, you do the legwork to get moved into the next space. So I think we're kind of trying to work on Indiana County because I literally live right next door. Right. It would be an easy one for me, at least distance wise. But yeah, absolutely. If you're listening within, you know, Western Pennsylvania area, and you have a foster kid that you think would benefit from this, or you know somebody that does, just give them our information and we would be happy to try to help out.
We're talking this morning to Christy Stitt, the executive director of Fostering Music. Fosteringmusic.com is the website, and also on Facebook at Fostering Music. And you said that your Facebook followers are starting to really grow. Social media could be a good thing for a lot of different reasons. It could be bad, but it also can be a very good thing too, Christy.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're up to over, I think we're over 800. We're quickly approaching 900, which is fantastic because we, you know, we put all the information out there about our events that are coming up for fundraising. We have, it's very cool that we have some videos of the kids that are in the program out there on the Facebook page so people can see what their money's doing when they donate to Fostering Music. It's been fantastic, and social media has definitely helped us spread the word easily and cheaply. I mean, I'm all about saving money. I don't have a ton of money to spend because all of my money, we have no paid employees. It's all volunteer. So all of the money we raise goes to the kids.
That's absolutely amazing. That provides my next question. I'm glad that you brought that up. We're talking this morning to Christy Stitt, the Executive Director of Fostering Music. It's Melanie Taylor. Thank you for joining us right now on Odyssey Radio. The website is fosteringmusic.com. And please like their Facebook page. Like Christy just mentioned, so many things that you're going to be able to view and see right there. It's at Fostering Music. Okay, so somebody's driving around right now, or maybe they're listening on that Odyssey app, and they're thinking, well, wait a minute. I would like to, one, I'm a corporation or I'm somebody that can help. I would like to, one, donate monies to Fostering Music, or I would like to volunteer my time. Can you talk about how somebody could maybe donate money to Fostering Music and how, B, somebody could maybe volunteer?
Sure. So donating money is easy. If you go to our website, fosteringmusic.com, there is a tab for donations and you can click that tab. It takes you right to a very easy portal to give me money. but corporate sponsorships we love, especially in conjunction with events. We just had a great event in June there. We raised enough money, I think, for 8 months worth of lessons. So the sponsorships were a huge part of that. So on our website, there is a contact us, you know, box at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And that has actually my direct email. So anybody who has any questions about sponsorships, about volunteering, feel free to email me using that email address there. Or phone. I think my phone's on there too.
Yeah.
And that is actually my direct cell phone number. Yeah. So
you have guts. I love that. That's how important it is to you. And it's such a passion for you. And that's great because it is easy. I went to the website and there is a donate button right there. And you know, there's a hope for a better tomorrow. We always say that in radio, talking on the air. And I know we've come so far, but the pandemic has been really hard on charitable organizations and 501c3s. So, you know, maybe discuss that a little bit, how you're, it was difficult, but you're coming up onto that end of some hope now.
It was very challenging for us. I mean, we had a couple big events planned that we had to cancel. And of course, you know, a lot of people lost their income. We had some regular monthly donors that had to stop donating for a while. I don't know if my husband knows this. I actually funded the monthly lessons for about 3 months out of pocket. Just to keep the kids in lessons. These kids have had enough turmoil in their lives. They've had enough upheaval. I did not want to have to stop their music lessons. So, we personally financed for about three months, just until we actually had a very interesting twist of fate. We had had a new donor who they had raised money to send a kid to like a summer music camp, but all the music camps were closed. So she contacted us through a mutual contact and made a really sizable donation that covered like 3 months of music lessons. She got us through the winter months. And then we actually had another a really sizable donation. Somebody left us on their passing that got us through until our big event here in June. So it was just like cosmic forces at play to keep us afloat until we were able to get this influx of cash.
Unbelievable. There are good people still out there, aren't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're talking this morning to the Executive Director of Fostering Music. We have about 12 minutes left, Christy. Christy Stitt is her name, the Executive Director. This is Melanie Taylor, and you're listening to Odyssey Radio this morning. The website is very easy, fosteringmusic.com. And I told Christy off the air that I was going to give that website throughout this interview, and also the Facebook page too. You know, give it a like. A lot of things Christy said that you can find out about volunteering and donating and how you can get involved and possibly help, you know, a child in need. It is at Fostering Music. And once again, give your mission statement. So someone's joining us halfway through this interview. Christy, what is the mission statement of Fostering Music?
So Fostering Music provides music lessons and instruments to children who are either currently in or have been part of the foster care system. It's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. It really resonates with a lot of people. Either music lovers, people who have been part of the foster care system, people who know children who have been in the foster care system. It's just, it resonates with a lot of people.
Right. Now, somebody that's listening right now that may know of a foster child, or maybe there is a foster child listening, or there's somebody that, you know, works at that, you know, that foster home, how would they go about contacting you? Would they just go, you know, look at the website and contact you that way?
Yep, they can send me an email directly. They can send me a text, call me, whatever's easiest for them. The whole process is pretty simple. We find out the age of the child, what instrument they're interested in playing, if they want lessons or just an instrument. We've had quite a few kids who just, it's kind of sad. They through the process of relocation, lost like their elementary band right. instrument or their high school instrument just to participate in the band, and they couldn't participate. So we've given trumpets and saxophones and all kinds of concert band instruments to these kids just so they can maintain part of the group of kids mm-hmm. that they've, you know, that's a stability for them, and they want to still remain part of the marching band or be in the concert band. And so some of these kids, you know, they just get instruments and that's all they need. They don't need private lessons, but it's a lot though when you start hearing these kids' stories.
Oh, I can't imagine. You probably want to help every single person, every single child.
Everyone,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Christy told us too that Fostering Music helps 6 counties right now, but she's open to other counties. So reach out to her at fosteringmusic.com. Right now it's Armstrong and Westmoreland, Washington, Mercer, Butler, and Allegheny. And you're near Indiana County, right, Christy? And you're like, I got to work on this.
Yes, absolutely. I am literally right on the border between Armstrong and Indiana. So I'm trying to think of a cool event to kind of bring us into the county, maybe raise a little funds and mostly raise awareness in the county that we're here to help and get the word out in there since it's so close to home.
Would you mind if I read one of the feedbacks from one of the children right now in this interview? Is that okay with you that you shared with
me?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So here's just one. Quote, being able to continue piano lessons has meant a lot. It makes me feel good because I can express myself. I love to listen to songs and then try to play them. I also love learning how to read music. It builds my confidence. Age 10, the letter V, and that's a piano student that you're dealing with. And how does that make you feel? I'm sure you just can't even put it into words.
Oh, yeah. He's a fantastic piano player. I mean, I've had videos of him. He actually attended one of our fundraising events and played in front of the crowd, and they gave him a standing ovation. He was so excited. But it's phenomenal when you read the testimonials mm-hmm. the kids give, or you we've handed kids instruments and they've just started crying, like that they were so overwhelmed. It's a phenomenal thing.
I know.
to be able to help them.
I can hear the passion in your voice. It's you know, no one's getting paid. This is something that you've, you know, literally segued from 2 math masters in your life. And this is something that is near and dear to your heart that you started in 2018. We're talking to the executive director of Fostering Music. Her name is Christy Stitt, and it's fosteringmusic.com. And the Facebook page, please go like it right now too, Fostering Music. Just look it up. It's a charitable organization dedicated to enriching the lives of children currently in or adopted out of the foster care system by providing musical instruments and quality music instruction in conjunction with local music stores. So let me ask you this. If somebody has a instrument that they are no longer using, will you take the donations of those instruments?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we have. Instruments are our biggest expense. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say that. Monthly lessons are probably our biggest expense, but there's a lot. We keep an inventory of instruments so that if, you know, somebody comes in and they really want one, we can get them to them as quickly as possible. So we work in conjunction with a music store that's in Katanning.
Okay.
He's been with us since the beginning, but people can drop off lesson or instruments there at any time. Mm-hmm. It's a Smales Custom Drum Shop.
Okay.
But also if that's kind of, you know, Katanning is kind of out of the way for some people, just reach out and we will arrange for either myself or a volunteer to meet somewhere to accept the instrument. And we'll have them appraised and we'll give you, you know, a receipt for mm-hmm. you know, it's a tax deductible donation for the value of the instrument. So
that's good to know that you'll take, you know, that you'll don't, you know, that you can take donations like that. There's many people that are listening this morning that are so well off, more fortunate, lucky, blessed, whatever the word you want to use, that their children, you know, took 2 years of X saxophone, whatever that is, and it's sitting in their bedroom collecting dust. And then you're sitting here saying, oh my goodness, we can totally use that instrument that is sitting there for these children that are, you know, struggling and doing everything in their power to still stay with music. You know, a lot of kids find their way and music might not be their thing and they go on to sports or they go on to cheer or they dance, whatever. Right. But you could use those instruments that are sitting there, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, the big thing, one of the big things I wanted to do is just if music is a child's passion, we want to be able.
Yes.
To encourage them to follow that passion. Because like, as you said, like a lot of kids, you'll have the opportunity in within the public school system to play sports or, you know, do a lot of other activities. But to be honest, the music programs are kind of fading away in a lot of school settings.
And it's
even
very
concert
sad.
Bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that just those opportunities are dwindling and it's really, it's sad. So we want to be able to let these kids still pursue what they're passionate about.
We're talking this morning. We have about 4 or 5 minutes left. That's it, Christy. Christy Stitch, she's the executive director of Fostering Music. The website is fosteringmusic.com. It's Melanie Taylor. Thank you for joining us on Odyssey Radio. And just let's circle back around again. Just tell everybody what Fostering Music is if we just have a couple of people joining us late this morning, Christy.
Sure. We're Fostering Music's a nonprofit. We provide music lessons and instruments to children who are currently in or have been part of the foster care system. So, it's been a fun 3 years so far.
Right.
I'm really excited to see where we go.
It's been busy. And you said the 6 counties in Western Pennsylvania right now are Armstrong, Westmoreland, Washington Mercer, Butler, and Allegheny. But if someone's listening this morning outside of those counties, Christy, what did you say?
Yeah, just send me a message on our website. There's a contact us box. Mm-hmm. Send me an email, text, whatever. And if you're outside of those counties, I'm willing to go where the need is. So it's not that difficult for me to start, you know, to find a music shop to work with in Beaver or wherever the kids are that need the help, we will do the legwork to get established there.
And it's safe to say, and if I'm assuming, please correct me, that your son, who it was easy for him to get lessons, he's a drummer, correct?
Right. Yep.
This is kind of where this whole idea began, is the fact that we're so blessed that we're able to provide this for our child, but there's children that can't get what my son's getting. So is this kind of how the idea all started with you, Christy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. My son, he is now 21. So but he actually still plays. He and my daughter actually have a band together. So they still play out regularly. And music is still very much a part of their lives. And many of the musicians you talk to, music is a lifelong love.
Yes.
Right. It's not you're providing these children with something they can do forever. I mean, there's always, you know, there's community bands they can participate in. There's even if you're just playing by yourself, music's very therapeutic. Learning to play music and read from like sheet music is actually makes, you know, the parts of the brain that function when you do that don't all work doing any other activity. And kids who play music do better in school. Like there's all these statistics out there, but
oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, it's really just, it's about allowing them to pursue their passion and succeed at that in their lives.
It's absolutely amazing. And is this what you do now? Or are you also working on the side? Or is this now your baby? This is your passion?
No, this is just like, this is a part-time gig for me.
It's just a side job. Mom, full-time employee. Oh, and I started a non-charitable youth foundation. You know, no big deal, right? Right.
Yeah, I'm actually a very full-time, like, data scientist. I work for Philips Respironics in Pittsburgh.
Scientist.
I have a very demanding full-time job.
Oh my goodness.
But this is my side passion project that I have a lot of support. I do. My family supports it. Like we just had an event recently. They all volunteered at the event. We have a good network of volunteers that enable me to keep
to
it
help.
Up and running.
Right. Right. And what's your daughter and son's band's name? Why don't you give that a little plug too this morning?
Their name, it's Halfway Down.
Okay.
They're like a classic rock cover band.
Awesome.
They play a few times a month, various places, mostly Armstrong, Butler County. But yeah, they're getting the word out there. And it's fun. It's fun to see young people playing live music.
Oh, out. I love it. Yes.
Generally we see, I try to support live music as much as possible in the area. And they're generally a lot of times, like I want to say middle-aged people or older, and these are 20 somethings,
yes.
early 20 somethings playing rock music from the 70s and 80s. And the response we get from people is like, how do they even know these songs? They weren't even alive when these songs were around. So,
yes. It's amazing. And music is near and dear and deep in your family and your heart, you can tell. Well, Christy, it's been nothing but a pure pleasure this morning. Christy Stitt, the Executive Director of Fostering Music. This is Odyssey Radio, Melanie Taylor. And once again, it is fosteringmusic.com. And you can also find them at Facebook at Fostering Music. Christy, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. It's been really fun. I enjoyed it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.